Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the Quicken Loans studios in New York on a bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell with Carver High and Iron Shep tonight in for Moff. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Doing more is brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do. Project Smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who's doing more for his team. How about Pat Mahomes? 6 touchdowns against the Steelers yesterday at Heinz Field. Boom. Game over. There's no other discussion, is there really? Doing more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do. Project Smarter, the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. 10 touchdowns in 2 weeks for this guy. He's just going off. CBS's Super Bowl season continues this Sunday when Denver battles Baltimore in the Charm City. Oakland meets Miami in Miami. Buffalo heads to Minny. Cincy collides with Carolina. Tennessee goes to Jacks. And in the City of Angels, Chargers, Rams. The day kicks off at the NFL today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern on CBS. Saturday, A&M at Bama, Michigan State at Indiana, Stanford at Oregon, and Arizona State, Washington. Thursday night, Jets, Browns. Sunday, I told you there's great games, including New Orleans, Atlanta. Sunday Night Football, New England, Detroit. Pharrell on the Bench.com has all the picks. Sign up today. Don't forget tomorrow, a new episode of Pharrell on the Bets on Westwood One drops at 6:30 every day, Tuesday through Sunday. Follow us on Twitter at On the Bets, WWO. Ozzy the Sports Junkie is my good friend, Sean Osborne in Florida. And he's on the Box Score News Network and has done radio forever. He's been a correspondent on the bench for years doing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We thought we'd bring him on tonight to talk about this crazy Fitzmagic, that pimp that he is. How about this guy rocking that outfit to the press conference? That was maybe one of the top 5 things I've seen this year in sports. Having that Harvard nerd come out rolling with that just utter, disco nights outfit. He was Boogie Nights rocking it like a Coke dealer. He had the bling going with the ice and all the gold. And, he was rocking the shades and the beard and the hairy chest. That was just epic, Ozzy.
Uncle Futrelli, where do you hurt, my friend?
I'm telling you.
Your voice, great to be on your show. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Yep. What'd you think of your boy?
Fitzmagic is running rampant in the streets of Tampa Bay. For a fan base, Pharrell, let's face it, they haven't anything to cheer for. Well, since the Super Bowl win 15 years ago, you could pretty much – this has been a circular spiral of bad coaches. Not all bad draft picks. They got a lot of talent on that team currently. But, horrible quarterbacks. You saw it when you were here firsthand. I sat through Testaverde. I sat through Dilfer. I sat through Josh Freeman. They all made Winston. Well, they all look like Joe Namath compared to Winston. We'll get to him in a second. But what a breath of fresh air this Fitzpatrick kid. He's a kid. He's 37 with 7 kids. I don't quite get that. But he comes in. You did win 2 games last year, Pharrell. But everybody downplayed it. Poo-pooed it because it was against the Jets and the Dolphins and, Winston's the future. Look, man, it's year 4. Pharrell, how long would he last in New York? Here's a number for you. 60 turnovers in 3 years. They'd string him out of the stadium. He wouldn't even have a parking spot by year 2. And the people are thinking, who laid down here? I don't believe they were poo-pooing the win this morning. It's the biggest story in Buccaneer fandom, the Buccaneer nation, in the last 15 years. And the Kool-Aid drinking morons are calling for Winston to come back in. Dirk Cutter is on the hot seat. Anything under 500 or below, Pharrell, he's gone. And I kind of like that. I like the heat turned up on a coach. He hasn't committed to anything. And neither has Todd Light, the GM. They're both going to be out of here. If they don't go 500 or better, Fitzpatrick is what he is. He could be a stopgap. He could be a Kurt Warner. Here's a guy who came out of nowhere. He's done it before. He's hot. He's not. but he's a veteran.
He actually hasn't done it before. He's terrible, and that's all there is to it. He's been a terrible quarterback, if you ask me.
He's had winning seasons before.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, Carver High, back me up on this or not, he's always been real average. He's never done anything phenomenal. These two games, and I bet on them to beat Philadelphia outright on the money line and the spread, getting a three. So I was on the Tampa, and I also bet on him with the 10.5 I got in New Orleans. So I'm on him, and I think he can definitely sling the ball, but he's never had a whole lot of success. Carver High, do you think that he's a good quarterback, or is he just right now hot?
I think he's hot right now, but he's had hot streaks in the past. But he had a hot streak in Buffalo. They gave him a ton of money, and then he sucked. Had a hot streak with the Jets. They gave him a ton of money, and then he sucked. So, I mean, that's kind of what he does.
So I'm just waiting, Ozzy, for him to suck.
I'm not saying he's the future. I'm not saying he's the future at all. But I know what isn't the future is giving the ball back to a guy who underthrows, overthrows, three picks a game, and fumbles the ball at least once, if not twice a game. I'm saying the Bucs can win right now, create a little bit of a buzz in the NFL, and create a little bit of momentum.
They have already.
Again, it's just starving to death. So they got a real decision on their hands after your coming here next week, Pharrell.
Yeah.
The biggest game in Tampa since a Super Bowl run in 2003.
All right, so let me ask
It'll
you.
Be off the chain.
All right, let me ask you. You know, they win these two games, and now they're actual dogs by, I think, 2.5 against the Steelers. Do you believe that it's a sucker play because Pittsburgh looked so bad in their Cleveland game, choke up 21-7, and then yesterday giving up six TDs to Mahomes, and they lose, and they're 0-1-1. Do you believe that the Buccaneers will also beat them like they did New Orleans and now Philly? Do you think the whole world's going to be betting on them? You know, 90% of the bets will be on the Buccaneers next Monday night.
Absolutely. And they'll come in the hot team, and I don't know. I got to break film on it, Pharrell. I've not been in the film room yet. I got to break down tape on that one myself. I got to check out the Pharrell podcast and make a decision on that. Congrats on the podcast. It's awesome, my man.
Thanks, dude. Do you think Jameis Winston, there's no way he's getting that job back when he gets back from his drug suspension. Or it was not a drug suspension. It was a crotch grab suspension. Excuse me.
Yeah, and there's another thing, Pharrell. In this hyper, I would use the word uber hyper, but that would be too ironic that he groped an Uber driver. First off, what pro quarterback goes to Taco Bell at 2 a.m. and takes an Uber? I mean, wouldn't you send your boys out to do that? What an idiot. He lied to the NFL saying he was not alone. He was alone with the girl. He was out with some guy, the Eagles, who's pending a rape charge himself. So the guy, the only decisions he makes worse than on the field, Pharrell, are the ones he makes off the field. 4 years is enough. Get rid of this guy. He's got more bad press. He came here with bad press. He's got a dictionary of just nonsensical things that this guy pulls. And then he goes to this card, Pharrell. We've all tried this before. Al, I was drinking.
Yeah.
I was just drinking, man. I quit drinking. So, you know, I don't walk around the neighborhood with my pants down anymore. I mean, you can only blame so much on that. The fact is, he's not a bad guy. I don't really know, but his personal choices are pretty ridiculous.
Right.
If you watch the pre-draft screening where Jim Harbaugh sits him down, he goes, "You got a problem, man?"
Wait, didn't you and I go, Ozzy? Didn't you and I go to Taco Bell at 4 a.m. and I had fake plates on my car?
We did, and then I remember that we not only groped the driver. I think we took her back to my house. She stayed for a week.
And I think I had an 8-ball in my pocket. Are we on the air live? Hello, check 1, 2. So let me ask you: do you think that they have talent on this team? Now it's the first time in the Super Bowl era that a 2-0 start for a team that took on 2 11-plus win teams the last two, from last year, and one of them the Super Bowl champ. So what they're doing is incredible. But
and I got a nice. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just think their receivers have been incredible. Their tight end, I love the kid Howard, and then he's a monster. And then DeSean Jackson, when healthy, can still be a rock star in the NFL. When he's healthy and doesn't have hammies or whatever, the guy can just fly and make big plays.
Well, I'd love to hear his unfettered and uncensored opinion of one Winston versus Fitzpatrick. Pharrell, he didn't have a touchdown catch, I don't believe, until week 7 last year. They didn't throw to him. When Winston did throw to him, he threw it 30 feet over his head. So he had to wonder, what the hell did I come here for this disaster for? Then he watches his Eagles win the Super Bowl, and they're riding him hard on social media last year. You went to Tampa. How'd that work out for you, Slick? He catches the first pass yesterday, goes 80 yards to the house. That had, you had to really feel good for him. I wonder what his opinion is on bringing back Mr. 60 turnovers. I guarantee you, again, Fitzpatrick isn't the future in Tampa Bay, but he could sure as hell put this some excitement and make this team competitive. In 2018, draft another horrible quarterback next year, and we can fight about that. I've never seen such blind support for a guy. You know, if you have to talk me into a guy, if he's garbage or not, after 4 years, Burrow, I'd have to go with that. I'd have to side with this, that he's garbage.
Yeah, let me ask you, let's change subjects here. I know you're a huge Cubs fan, and they're getting ready to, you know, go to the playoffs, obviously, and we wonder, you know, if they're going to, you know, choke. I mean, they've been crying about being tired, and they don't like 30 games in 30 days, and they're, you know, exhausted and all this other candy-ass stuff. But they're still, I think, the best team in the National League. When it's all said and done, I do believe they have the most loaded lineup and pitching and bullpen and everything and manager. Do you think they're going to close the deal, and do you think they'll play the Red Sox for the World Series?
I was just going to say, baseball and the offices there in New York City have to be licking their chops for a possible Red Sox-Cubs World Series. They might have the MVP on their team this year. They did quite a bizarre move in signing the Yu Darvish. That would have been a poignant sign about 15 years ago. Why they gave him $75 million is bizarre to me. Anything short of a World Series run, I would say, obviously, for Boston, anything short of a World Series victory for Boston, they would just ran the table with the American League East this year. I think the Cubs will go deep in the playoffs. They do have the best pitching, and they got the most potent lineup, and they got crazy Joe Maddon sitting there on the bench and whatever he's into, bringing snakes and mongooses into the dugout. But, bro, did you ever see – you lived in Chicago for a while.
Right.
Did you ever think Wrigley Field would be like the hot concert? It's more popular now for concerts than it is for Cub games. A big country fest,
right?
A Grateful Dead,
right?
A Hootie and the Blowfish,
Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam.
Oh my God! I want to know who's got the ticket or the parking revenue in the.
Do you still play in a band? Do you still play in a band? Because I told people that you were a great guitarist.
Absolutely. The band is Chaotic. We play all over Florida. You can check it all out at OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com.
I thought that dissolved that band. Like the other one. What was the other one called again?
Three of the guys died, so we did have to replace them.
That was a problem.
I had to change the name of the band.
What was Vendetta? Was the band that I knew.
That was the band you knew, and now me and Randy are still in it. Me and Randy are the two holdovers, but you can't get rid of us. We're like cockroaches and Keith Richards. Listen to this, Pharrell. You'll love this. Your old hat. I know you're in Vegas every other week.
Right.
You're either in Boca or Vegas.
Both.
I will be in Vegas with my lovely gal. I call her L2. We will be at the Wynn October 20th. Well, for an unspecified amount of time. But I can tell you this. I will be broadcasting live from the Wynn Sportsbook and Casino, October 26th on a Saturday. Come on out and meet Ozzy the Sports Junkie, Pharrell.
That's great. Let me ask you finally.
Is that unbelievable?
That is unbelievable. Let me ask you finally. I hope you don't do anything crazy there like I do. Let me ask you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen some of your videos. You get a little salacious.
Yeah. Carver High goes with me and drinks like 700 gallons of booze.
I saw the video of you and Carver sitting at the bar. I think it was the long bar at the D.
Right.
And Carver was wearing like an all neon green suit.
Yeah.
Pretty nice.
It was nice. It was his.
He walked in for a burger and you said, dude, I'm not standing in this line, man. What's with the line in here? I'm going outside to play with a bird.
Listen, he was wearing that on St. Patty's Day. That's his Irish jacket. Let me ask you, lastly, before I get out of here, we got to have Ozzy on more, is my vote. And then what do you think of your Lightning? Because they're a really good hockey team.
Unbelievable, the turnaround of teams here in Tampa. And what the Rays have done, I thought they were going to fold at the beginning of the year. They have the most talent in the American League heading into next year. And the Lightning, as hockey starts, it started the other night in what did it start, in China or Russia? My phone clicked on
China.
At 4 in the morning at the hockey game. They're dropping the puck. The Lightning looked to get it done again this year. It fell a little short. They ran into a buzzsaw named Ovechkin. I really thought they'd cruise by. I was looking for them to play your Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
I figured the Penguins would be dead after two long, brutal cup runs.
Right.
And then they hit Ovechkin and company. And, you know, you got to tip your hat.
What about Yzerman quitting?
Got it.
What do you think of Yzerman quitting?
That was a bizarre move. It came out of left field. I don't know what's going on. Is that family problems or what's going on there, man? But
family problems.
I don't know what to make of it. What do you make of it, Mr. NHLer?
He's going back to Detroit. In 10 minutes, he'll be announcing his next gig. So I think the Lightning are still and the Caps are going to be, you know, the top, and Penguins, three teams in the Eastern Conference.
You keep in tight contact with Jeremy Roenick. I can't help but think of Pharrell every time I see him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm friends with him still, and obviously.
You remember the time when Ozzie almost killed the coach of the Thrashers in my car as I drove you guys to the stadium?
I don't remember that based on drugs and alcohol. I do not remember that.
It was a long afternoon.
Yeah, I believe that.
I remember you looking at the GM of the Thrashers after post game. We were. You know, it was the Super Bowl was the next day in Atlanta. You were headed home. You go, Shattuck, look at that guy right there. He thinks I'm the devil.
I am the devil. hey, Ozzie, great stuff tonight. We'll get you back on. We'll see how the Bucks
do. Buddy,
once
again, October 26th, the G.
Listen to this guy.
The Wynn Sportsbook. I'll be live.
He's still promoting his Vegas trip. All right, listen, we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk to you next week after or during the Buccaneers-Steeler Monday night game. Maybe we'll call you back.
I'm interested to. You got it, brother. I didn't go to that guy. I had free tickets to that game yesterday. It is hotter than Vietnam in a blanket wrapped in a microwave. It's so hot. I would rather gouge my eyes out with a rusty spoon than sit in that stadium yesterday.
I believe there's rusty spoons at your apartment,
hot,
but for something else. Ozzie, thanks for coming on the bench. Great stuff. Check out Ozzie the Sports.
You rule.
Thanks, dude. I know. OzzieTheSportsJunkie.com, I think, is his website. I'll see you, Ozzie. Good stuff. There you go, Carver High. Craziness.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I think that guy, Ozzie's great. He's funny. He's crazy. I think that I've known him forever, like 25 years or something. I've been friends with him. So back in the day when I did minor league baseball, I lived with him. And believe me, it was not good. There was nothing good happening there except, I mean, just absolute debauchery. I mean, you name it, we did it. It, felonies, automatic. Hookers, you name it. It was all going on. And he lived in this big-ass mansion ranch out in the middle of nowhere in Sarasota back in the day, right? And we used to just drive chicks out there left and right and have parties. And, I mean, he had 5 acres, so there was no one could hear us. We were out there shooting guns. I mean, it was crazy, the behavior. And he had a garage with a metal, he was in this metal band, and so they would practice in the garage. And we would go in there, and it was soundproof, so you could blare and just shred, and no one could hear it. And we were just doing massive quantities of bad things when we were in there. I mean, booze, drugs, you name it, it was all happening. And then he ended up being a sports talk guy down there in Sarasota and Tampa and everything. He covered the Bucks for, like, ESPN radio or something. And then he does a show now on, internet radio thing. And it's really cool. He's a great host, and he's funny, and he's a blast. So if you see him do it in Vegas, believe me, you'll have a good time. You won't be bored. He's very entertaining, and he's crazy. And I just know he behaves poorly in public. So he will drink all day and do the show live drunk. And that's exactly what we got going on there. But I always think he does a good job on the bench talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Funny guy. Ozzie the Sports Junkie right there with his return to the bench, waxing poetically.
Yeah, he was good to have him back.
We might even call him next week. You know, the Bucs are playing on Monday Night Football. Maybe a quick hit with Ozzie again. I mean, we don't get this much excitement about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers ever.
I'll tell you this about Ozzie. Not a fan of Jameis Winston.
Apparently not
a huge fan of Jameis.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, or boat insurance? They have that, too. Just go to geico.com. Walt in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Hey, brother.
I just wanted to know how you think Drew Brees compares with Patrick Mahomes.
How does Drew Brees compare with Patrick Mahomes? I think they're very similar, to be honest with you, in their style of quarterbacking. I think the kid's had a great start to his career. He's very confident. He slings it, for sure. I mean, he rips the ball. Like, I've seen him play college football before, so it wasn't like that much of a surprise to me that he could play. I am surprised, to be honest with you, that he threw 10 touchdown passes in 2 weeks. That is staggering. He's on his way to a record season if he keeps this up. I don't believe that will happen. He's not going to throw four every week. If he does, he'll be the greatest quarterback that ever lived. Okay? So by the time he's done, if he does this every week, four a week for the rest of the year, he will break Manning and Breeze records that are, you know, lock, stock, and barrel. He'll put Dan Marino to shame if he keeps throwing all these touchdowns. That's all there is to it. If the guy throws four or five a week, which is impossible, but if he does it, he's going to be the, you know, greatest season we've ever seen. He looked so good yesterday in Pittsburgh. It was humiliating. Now, I'm a Steeler fan, but I bet on the Chiefs. So on the spread, I took the 5.5. I think it was 4.5 at kick. But I know that they were up 21-0. I was counting money. And then all of a sudden it was 21 apiece. But I have to say, I'm going to be clear here. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, their defense is atrocious. This is not the team that led the NFL in sacks last year. They have obviously gotten money, has gone to their heads. They think they're special, and they sure don't play like it. But Mahomes looks fabulous. Pittsburgh's a mess. And, you know, we talked about it earlier, this story about Brown saying today, trade me. But it wasn't that he wants to be traded. It was someone said he couldn't do this on another team. And he's like, okay, well, then trade me, and we'll see about that. But I will say this, underneath it all, it clearly is, I believe, a sign that he does want out. He's not happy. And he's another miserable prima donna that makes too much money. So what happens is, here's exactly what happens in pro sports. Once a guy gets paid that big money, it's over. It's over. Once they get the big money, then they think they're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they're better than everybody else, and they can get away with whatever they want. They can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, go whenever they want, show up whenever they want, and do whatever they want. Your boy, Le'Veon Bell's a perfect example of this. This clown, and I told you before last week on air, I am done with him. So mark my words, when he comes back, I don't care. And people say, why would you say that? I don't care if someone blows his legs off. I'm done with him. I'm done with this prima donna who never showed up for his teammates. He's going to make $14.5 million this year, the highest paid back in the league, and that's not enough for his greedy ass. I'll tell you what, and this act of not showing up for 2, 3, 5, 10 weeks, rot in hell, dude. I don't want you on the team. Go play for someone else. You know what he's doing yesterday? Riding jet skis in Miami. It's an insult to everyone that works their ass off on that team. And any poser that welcomes him back with open arms and hands him the ball and says he's our boy, you're a phony too. If I were on that team and he came back with all of his greedy and selfishness, I would say, sit your ass down, you piece of shack. You are a backstabbing hack. Screwed the whole team. And I can't stand him. I'm done with him. You can kiss my ass if you think I'm ever going to root for that guy again. I don't care if they make the Super Bowl and he's running the ball 35 times for 190 yards. I still can't wait for someone to knock his head off because he needs to be knocked down a few pegs. He is an insult to professional football the way he's, you know, it's one thing to hold out and never show up, right, over a contract. He's got the most money of anyone in the league. Just show up. Get the money. Just show up. He doesn't even have to play. He gets the money. He could stand on the sideline and do this. I would prefer if he was standing on the sideline doing nothing than riding jet skis and giving everybody the finger every week. And what's even more insulting is the media who continues to run stories about this guy gallivanting on jet skis in the ocean in Miami or hanging out in strip clubs smacking booty ass. I'm sick of it. Stop doing stories about him, and I'm going to continue to talk bad about him until he's dead. I don't care at one lick of anything about this guy. Die. I don't give a rat's ass. Don't come back to Pittsburgh, you phony bee. You're nothing but a hack, backstabbing. You're not a teammate. You're a selfish piece of shack. Screw you and that Brown and the rest of you selfish mother Pharrellers. Show up and win a game for once, you wussies.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Carver, those were double coffee lugs that got caught in my tracker when I was having that emotional moment about Le'Veon Bell. Did you hear the double, throat lube get caught in my tracker.
I did hear that.
That was hot coffee creamer lube that came up through and got caught.
You were very upset about the Bell situation.
So. I'm not done yet either.
You shouldn't be.
Let me tell you something. If you think I'm kidding about this selfish
Oh, I know
guy,
you're not kidding.
I am so done with him. All you people in Pittsburgh can root for him all you want. I'm done. I'm done with it. You can have him. He's yours. Go ahead. Because I will never, on the face of the earth, as long as I'm alive, root for that guy again. Because he's a backstabbing, hack, no-show, selfish. I mean, he is the biggest prima donna in the NFL, bar none, that this guy, I mean, he should at the very least, him and his agent can rot in hell, as far as I'm concerned, both of them together. They should be lovers. Because anyone that's given him advice, don't show up at all until whatever, week 10 when he gets his money. Okay, he's going to get his money anyway, this piece of shack. Honestly, the two of them should go off and run off with one another. And I'll tell you another guy that should join them. And I'm telling you, I will root against him for the rest of my life. Wherever he goes, I will make that team my number one hit list. And I will spend all hours of the day waiting for his career to end in a bad way. And I'm not even kidding. Do you think I'm kidding? Do you think I'm just, I can't believe this guy would say that. But what else have I not said on this show over 35 years? I root for his death. And let me tell you something else. In football, I don't really want him to die as a human being. I want his football career to end. How's that sound? And that's as mean as I can get. I want nothing to do with him. And people are like, are you crazy? You better believe I'm crazy. I am crazy and I mean it. And all you people in Pittsburgh can kiss my ass, because I'm from there too, and I'll fight you. And let me tell you something else. He should be hanging out with that loser Vontae Davis. Speaking of just gigantic D's, this guy, how about this guy? He should be on the jet ski, on the back end of the jet ski with Le'Veon Bell, tonguing him. The two of them should be making out, because you know what? He's just like Bell, this selfish hack. How about this guy in the middle of the game quitting the NFL in the middle of a game? It's the first time I've ever seen that in my entire career. Some guy quits at halftime. He retired on his own. He went in a, what did he do? Go in the locker room and call ESPN and tell him he was retiring? Because they ran with it right on the ticker all day that he quit.
Yeah, he walked out. He went, threw his clothes on and left. And then.
What a pee.
And then had the stones to go and put up some, like, retirement post on Instagram or something like. You know, my body, I just couldn't do it anymore. Coming back from injury. Shut up. You left 52 guys sitting in that locker
Stranded.
Room. And they were getting their teeth kicked in again. All right? That's another problem. But still, you got 52 guys who are your teammates getting their teeth knocked in by the Chargers. And you just don't come out for the second half? Is this guy serious?
And was he starting? Of course he was.
Yeah, well, they only dressed four cornerbacks yesterday. That's the coach, moron, that he's been the last 2 weeks. But he didn't play last week against the Raiders.
Suddenly a crack in the seal with
your
coach.
A little crack in the seal with the coach. A little.
We got a little leak?
Little leak. But this clown.
Why, you don't like the way that he's making decisions about what?
I don't know. There's just some things that they're doing that are like I get that what their plan is, but, like, can you just make it seem like you're not completely purposely trying to lose every week?
I mean, like, they look like an 0-16 team.
Like, what are you doing? Like, I know that there's more talent on that team than they've shown the last 2 weeks. I know that
they're going to get obliterated in Minnesota.
Oh, they're going to get destroyed.
They're getting 16
they're lose
and a half.
By 30.
By 30.
By 30. I would not take the Bills getting that 16 and a half. I wouldn't be surprised that goes up by Sunday. You might get more than that. I'm telling you, don't do it. Lay it. Lay it with the Vikings. I'm laying it.
You're laying 16 and a half.
I'd lay 20.
In an NFL game.
I'd lay 20.
20.
They're going to get destroyed.
So 20's your limit.
20's my limit. 21, I'll take
I cannot lay 20 points in an NFL game. I can't do it. They scored twice, and you're going to cover.
I will tell you, though, I was happy with the kid for a couple of the drives in the second half. I don't know if it
they
meant
scored
it.
Twice.
I don't know if it meant anything because of where the game was at that point. But I actually was, like, after the game, because I told you this 1,000 times,
right.
I don't care about wins and losses this year. All I care about is seeing that this guy can play in the NFL and not get completely embarrassed like Peterman was in his two starts. And he actually had some drives yesterday where he moved the football, showed some toughness, showed his arm a little bit. They're going to lose games, but if I see that every week, I'll be okay. But Vontae Davis, Please.
Yeah, you want him to hook up with Le'Veon?
Please. Just go on the jet ski with Le'Veon. I can't believe he had the stones to write that
can
thing on Instagram.
Can we have an all-selfish prima donna team that we could create in the NFL with players like Le'Veon Bell and Vontae Davis? Is there anybody else you want to throw on there?
What a clown.
Do you think I'm wrong about Le'Veon Bell?
I don't think you're wrong. I honestly believe that this Le'Veon Bell thing, it's sabotaging the Steelers season. Like, I think it just – I get it. He's not out on the field playing defense, and their defense was embarrassing yesterday. You know what that defense looked like yesterday? The same one that got routed by the Jaguars in the playoff game last year. That looked like the same exact defense.
Same thing. They couldn't stop him ever.
It seems like it's all spiraling out of control right now for the Steelers, and it starts with Tomlin. He should have told those guys right at the start, don't talk about Bell. We're not talking about it. And the whole offensive line went out there before the first game and took whacks at
Bell.
Him. And they started doing it. And it's all kind of just spiraled from there. Like, it's just gotten worse and worse.
So some guy's saying that Barrett Robbins is like Vontae Davis, and I don't think so, because the guy, he never showed up for the Super Bowl. He just never showed up for the game. And they said he was crazy or something, and he was bipolar, and he had remember he didn't show up for the Super Bowl?
Nobody has ever quit in the middle of the game.
In the middle
People
of the game.
Have quit in the middle of a season, not in the middle of a game.
Rick in Atlanta.
Hey, what's up, Scott?
Hey, dude.
I kind of feel like this guy that quit in the middle of the game, maybe he was just like, man, I just can't go back out there and say, because the only other thing would be to go out there and refuse to go on the field. Because I think that was his mindset, was that he was just not going
to
go back
on
the field.
He could have just said to the coach, I can't go, I'm hurt. And then after the game, retired, and it would have gone over better if he lied. Because if he lied, no one would know he's such a pee. I mean, who does that?
Yeah.
At halftime, he just grabbed his stuff and left and got an Uber home. I mean, honestly, that was really insulting. Like, it's the same kind of stuff as Bell. He doesn't show up. It's all about him, and his teammates can go rot in hell. That's what I think of that guy, that he stranded his team, and he's not a Pittsburgh Steeler to me. He's not a Steeler. He's not. He's already on the Jets or Colts or wherever the hell he's going to get all that money. And I can't wait till he runs out of steam and he doesn't matter anymore, because right now he's got an ego the size of the United States of America, and he thinks he's better than everybody, and that's his problem. And same as Vontae Davis. Thinks he can do that and insult everyone's intelligence that busts their ass on that team every day and goes to work. He doesn't want to go to work is what that is. And then the same with Bell. He just wants to party and slap some booty ass at the strip club and throw $100 bills around. It's embarrassing. It's a real bad look, if you ask me, for a professional athlete. Barrett Robbins, the difference is he didn't show up for the Super Bowl. Like, he freaked out.
Yeah, he didn't show up. But I think that with Le'Veon Bell, I think he's thinking that he's gonna get that money back somehow if he signs with if he gets a new contract.
He's not gonna get a contract team from the Steelers. He's gonna get it somewhere else. He's done with the Steelers. They'll never give him another penny. He's gonna get $14.5 million this year. That's it. He'll never get another penny out of him. They're not giving him a contract. He keeps asking for money. He's not getting it from the Steelers. He's going to get it in free agency. He's leaving. And then watch what happens to the running back who thinks he can still play for five more years and put up big numbers. It doesn't ever happen. They all end up, it's simple. When they hit 30, they're finished. Name one that isn't. Like, these guys, I'm not buying Adrian Peterson. Yesterday was the Adrian Peterson that we're going to get all year. Average at best. He's finished.
I think he'll have a good game every now and then. I mean, that's it. That's where he's at right now, and that's where most guys that get to his, you know, that much.
The only running backs that do well in the NFL, in my opinion, are young ones. So from the age of 23 to 28, they're great, and when they hit 30, they don't matter. That's it. Their body takes too much abuse. Joel in Green Bay. Joel.
Hey, man, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Just, watching that Packer-Viking game, 3+ hours yesterday, a game that the Packers pretty much controlled most of it, and it got close towards the end. And then Jair Alexander picked off a pass. I'm thinking, great, game's over, right?
Mm-hmm.
They said, wait a minute, a flag. And you're like, oh, don't tell me Clay Matthews goes brain dead again. And then, sure enough, they call the roughing the passer or whatever it was. They show the replay, and you're like, are you kidding me? What is this? The game should have been over. And here they give up. So then what makes it worse? So you feel insulted by watching the whole game, and this is what they give you. And then today, the NFL doubles down on it. They say, no, that was a good call. Where are we going with
this? Well, look, the only thing, you know, it's amazing to me that they blew, that they gave up 22 points in that quarter and you know, let them come back. And that it, even more amazing is that the guy missed the chip shot to win the game. It is insulting, like, watching that guy for Cleveland, Gonzalez, and this guy, Carlson, or whatever his name is. He's so finished in the NFL. Like, you'll never hear of him again, I'm sure, because now he's gonna need to see a shrink. Because he's probably on the sofa right now talking to his doctor. Andrew in Montana.
All right. Well, the acres in subdivision by five is like, dude, that's like housing division area in Montana. I want your opinion. Is like Chucky back raiding, or is my dad freaking crazy? Like, he's all excited about the whole thing. I don't think he's that good, and I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not buying the whole Gruden thing right now at all. I think the Raiders are terrible. And you got 10 seconds. Do you like Dazzy, the sports junkie?
I did like him, and I did like the interview, and I do like your drops on Jim Rome when you do the fat ass.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.